answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama
always said I'd be the chosen one. Do you believe COVID-19 was politicized?
Yeah, the whole process was politicized. Senator, I mean, we were lied to about everything. We were lied to about natural immunity. We were lied to about, you know, we were told again and again the vaccines would prevent transmission, they'd prevent infection. It wasn't true. They knew it from the start. It wasn't true because that's what the animal studies and the clinical trials showed. We were told that there was science behind cloth masks. The CDC allowed the teachers' union to write the order closing our schools, which hurt working people all over the country, and then pretend it was science-based.
Right. He is absolutely dead right. And I don't care how you try to spin it, you cannot deny those facts. You may not like RFK Jr. You might not like some of the ideas he has. I have some issues with some. But the same token, everything he laid out then was exactly right. We were misled from the beginning. It was a power grab by the left. And they thought, we've got you under our thumb, we're going to control. And the thing you mentioned about the cloth mask, let me remind you, when the COVID story first broke, the first response from Dr. Fake Fauci was that, oh, the masks aren't going to be needed, that's not a big deal. Then later said, yeah, you probably will need a mask. And then later said, but you get the shot, you won't need the mask. And then later, you might want to also get a booster shot. Oh, and you're probably going to need the mask again. You assume on some cases that we're past that. Are we not past it? I know some people, and I still see them. I see one guy in the poker room from time to time. And I tell him, I said, you know, that does nothing good for you the way you're handling it. I'm talking about he's wearing a mask around his chin. Around his chin. And they'll take a drag off of his cigarette. He may or may not put the mask back on. There are folks that have just bought into this so much that they think, yes, this is what we're going to have to do, especially with RFK Jr. heading up our Health and Human Services Department. He was testifying before Congress yesterday, and they were doing everything they could to rip him apart. Well, we've got some answers, and we got more fire to come. Welcome to hour number one. Larry Connors, USA. Here we are on a Friday, September 5. Boy, this month is going to swing by in a hurry, so keep with us. And, of course, when we began each program, I remind you, Larry Connors, USA has news, analysis, opinion, and education. When I finish this hour, you're going to know more than you do at this very moment. We make sure we load you with information. And the same will be for the second hour. And the second hour is not just a repeat of the first. It has some elements, but we go in different directions with it. And reminding you, when we're on the air, every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., you can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, Facebook. And after each program, they go up as a podcast. You can listen later at your time. And it's interesting, I always see those numbers on podcast at one point in the day, and I look later and they've jumped 500% because folks make time later to pull up the program. And I understand, you have a life, you have a family. I certainly understand, but I truly appreciate by whatever means you choose to be listening when you do. Let me give you a preview of what we've got coming up for you today. Second hour. More details on how the Obama administration was involved in protecting Hillary Clinton. Yep, we'll get back into that. They want that to go away. No, no, no. We're not going to let that go away. Anything other than remind you that Hillary Benghazi Clinton made other mistakes and got away with it as well. Also, the second hour this morning on the Mike Ferguson Show, our Newstalk STL host, Speaker Tim Jones, is in Dallas. at a Freedom Caucus gathering, and he was doing an interview with Mike this morning on what they hope to achieve with this Freedom Caucus. You will want to hear that interview coming up in our second hour if you missed it earlier today. Later this hour, how the left is losing its grip on women. Oh, and one other thing. You don't want to miss this one. How whiskey and some cigars might help solve world and national issues. Proof from last night, and I'm here to deliver it firsthand for you. That's coming up later. Now back to the attacks on RFK Jr. But before I do that, the remarks he made about the mask, how we were convinced he had to wear them, there was no scientific evidence, and even Fauci in the beginning said they would do nothing. And of course, a cloth mask became a kerchief if you had one around your neck or a bandana. And then, of course, if you have a full human shield like you're in surgery. And remember the grocery stores? They were putting up these plastic barriers between you and the clerks because COVID was not smart enough to go over the top of the plastic or around the corner. California residents in Gavin Newsom's state, they have a new wave of coronavirus apparently hitting. And the Los Angeles Times is reporting, a COVID wave is washing over California. The state's seeing continued increases in the number of newly confirmed cases and hospitalizations. Some officials urging the public take greater precautions. And once again, they're considering at the county level, urging residents, you must wear masks in indoor public settings. This is your option, your decision. The problem we've had with the CDC and the NIH when we had it under Obama and what RFK Jr. is trying to change, you can take the shot or not take the shot. You can wear the mask or not wear the mask. It falls on you. If you get sick and die, that's you. If you get one of the shots and die, because you were mandated to take it, that's not on you, but you were forced to do it. And some of the people that were trying to come up, not just in this hearing, but later, the leftist media is always good about carrying the water for whatever they're trying to do to destroy basic American rights and to control the American public. I submit to you the former Democrat National Committee Chair Howard Dean, because he was on MSNBC and got asked a question about RFK Jr.
Is RFK Jr. Fit for this job?
No, but he never was fit for the job. He's a crackpot. But here's the interesting thing about this. I've been thinking about this during the day. This is possibly the wedge issue that begins to literally divide the United States. As a result of his nuttiness, and as a result of the victims of his nuttiness, which are going to be children, lots of children, that the states on the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, and California, have essentially put together their own CDC. Hmm. I think New England's going to join them. Massachusetts has talked about it already. I wouldn't be surprised if New York and some other places like Pennsylvania joined them. So you're going to have essentially two authorities, the CDC run by a crackpot, and then you're going to have a lot of states ignoring the federal government and making their own rules about all this stuff. That is a big divide and is a big change in the way that government has been operating in the United States for the last 100 years.
That is correct, a big divide, and it's a big change from the last 100 years. And what else has happened over the last 100 years? Big Pharma did not have all the money it has now and has been giving to members of Congress. Perfect example, because they're going to do their bidding when it comes to Big Pharma if you give the money. OpenSecrets.org published this. Healthcare campaign contributions from 1990 to 2024. I think that's inside 100 years, is it not? You want to do the math for me? We'll call it. Bernie Sanders, at the top of that list, got from healthcare campaign contributions a total of $23 million. Pharmaceuticals, manufacturer groups, health insurance, HMOs, I mean, you go down the list. anything they could throw at him from health areas, they would do. You know who's number two? Number two is someone who called RFK Jr. a liar yesterday, and she's her own liar. She's a fake Indian, remember? Fohanis. Elizabeth Warren is number, I said two, she's actually number three. $10 million from Big Pharma. Number two, since I mentioned it, Raphael Warnock of Georgia. My God, he hasn't even been in office that much, and he's accumulated $14 million. Now, you want to tell me who's a crackpot and who's selling out? Follow the money. Back to RFK as he's trying to testify yesterday in Congress.
During COVID, probably the most famous scientist on ACIP was Martin Kulldor from Harvard, the great, renowned, world-renowned epidemiologist and vaccinologist. And he criticized the COVID booster mandates. They ejected him from COVID because he wasn't in the orthodoxy. The two biggest health officials at FDA during COVID, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Krause, criticized the Biden mandates, vaccine mandates. You know, President Biden said in August, I would never take that vaccine, the Trump vaccine. And he came in, he mandated it, and then he fired the two top health officials at FDA who said, hey, this thing has not been properly tested.
You know, when RFK Jr. walked in that room, they were so anxious to have him. And they were going to rip him apart. Now, it's a bipartisan committee. But there are some Republicans in there, too. There may not be full Republican, but more Rhino. But the bottom line is, they know that, if people are frightened enough, we need to make sure we're on the correct side. And if it means more shots, closing things down, taking kids out of school, then maybe we should be over there. We're waiting to see which way the wind's going to blow the hardest. You, my friend, you, and those who think like you, and this program and all the other programs we have here on News Talk STL, we are the wind, and we will push the nation in the right direction. Do you want your children locked up again and deprived of an education and basically held hostage by the teachers' unions, which is what it would amount to? And I hate to say that because there are a lot of good teachers out there. They truly believe in educating, not indoctrinating. And therein lies the difference. And, of course, if we're using more troops, we're waiting for the latest word from Trump about troops into Chicago, Baltimore, maybe other cities. We're waiting to see exactly when and how that's going to happen. The roundups will be continuing. And, you know, when you begin rounding up illegals at wherever you're going, often they're going to find them if they're not on a work site, and even then it might happen, with guns, drugs. And when running them through the system, you find not just criminal abuse of others, but ungodly horrors against children. FBI Director Kash Patel.
1,500 kilograms of fentanyl is enough to kill 115 million Americans. 115 million Americans. Cops are getting after it. The FBI has arrested 19,000 people this year alone. Thanks to President Trump's administrations, that's double than where we were this time last year. And we have also arrested 1,600 people who have committed violent acts against children. Children. 270 of them are human traffickers of children. Mr. President, this is what happens when you have great leadership at the Attorney General with Pam Bondi. Your administration's priority of protecting the homeland and protecting American citizens and protecting our children, and the murder rates are plummeting. We are now able to report that the murder rate is on track to be the lowest in U.S. history, in modern recorded U.S. history, thanks to this team behind me and President Trump's priorities.
Amen, amen, amen. That's Kash Patel talking about what we've rounded up and how we've taken crime off many U.S. city streets. Who would be against that? The thugs, the gangs, and the left. They want to act like, well, it's the National Guard troops. We're not going to stand for that. You were not going to stand for normal law and order when you were calling for defunding the police you want us to forget that? We do not forget. We remember exactly where you stood. You won't remember, and you're hoping we don't remember, but you were about taking police off the streets long before Trump said, I'll send in the National Guard if I need to, and federalize them. And in D.C. now, not through the mayor, but the district court up there is trying to fight Trump back. I have a commentary running today about how some lower judges have been complaining that the high court doesn't have our back. They keep overturning our rulings. The gist of the commentary was, they're not supposed to have your back. They're supposed to have the back of the American people, the U.S. Constitution. Sorry if you missed that commentary. They run every Monday through Friday, 7:30, 12:03, 3:30, approximate times in some cases. But they only run that day, and then the next day we're on to another topic. Which reminds me, the one coming up Monday might bring some memories back to you. You need to be listening to News Talk STL on a regular basis. We've got great programming. And later I want to ask you a question. Now, one other thing, by the way, before I get away from RFK. He was asked yesterday, somebody was trying to pin him down saying that he was creating a hoax about COVID. He created the hoax. And they were asking him, did you see those women on the steps of the White House and the Capitol's complaining that they were victims of Epstein? Do you think that was a hoax? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it. I don't know. And they got incensed. You didn't see it? You didn't know it? Well, that word in their analogy, because what they want to say, well, you're creating a hoax. They weren't, but they, he said, I didn't even bother. I don't, that's not what I'm doing. And it had nothing to do with the topic. It's just another trying to jab. Later, do you want to punish illegals who come here for a better life? Do you want to punish them? Technically, they entered our nation illegally. But Biden said the borders were open. So millions swarmed across. Yes, it was illegal still then, but they came if you're going to open the border. We're going to go back to the Reagan years before we wrap up this hour and how immigration and amnesty, that dangerous A word, was handled during the Reagan years. But first, coming up, my guest will explain how the left has gone so far that they are actually losing their grip on women. Don't miss this. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
All my friends know the lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're welcoming back a guest that I know you love to hear from, and we're glad to have her on board again, Dr. Gilda Carl, spokeswoman for the International Council of Men and Boys, author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. Dr. Carl, welcome back.
It's so nice to be with you again.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot right away. Okay.
Okay, I can handle it.
The last time I had you on, I talked about the title of your book, Real Men Don't Go Woke, and I said, you need to add a subtitle, Real Men Don't Drink Whiskey Through Straws. Have you done that yet? Apparently
actually,
not.
I have another subtitle.
Doctor, I'm glad to have you with us. We're talking earlier about, and I want to get into with you, that the left apparently is losing its grip on women. It's slipping, and gender politics are to blame. Help us understand this.
Well, they are telling us that there is oppressive patriarchy. I mean, are you familiar with that term, Larry?
Well, I was familiar with my dad and his paddle, yes, and his belt, but go ahead, yes. Go ahead.
Did you call that oppressive?
Well, at the time I considered it, but no, I counted it later. I remember one time mentioning, now I know, Dad, after I had children, what you mean that it hurts you worse than it hurt me. I thought, how could that be? And now I've done that with my children. I understand. He said, you remember every spanking I gave you, Larry? I said, everyone. They said, good.
Yeah, good father.
Yeah.
Okay, now I don't call that oppressive either. But the ladies are the feminists. I should clarify that. The feminists are saying that the studies, the people out there are not valuing women.
They can't even identify sometimes what they are. Go ahead.
Well, okay, we could start with the Supreme Court justice who didn't know what a woman was.
Right.
So they're talking about a patriarchy being oppressive. And yet, when we look at the studies, this is not even a question about this. If we go back to 1912, the Titanic, how many people lost their lives? 74% of the female passengers survived. Only 20% of the male passengers survived.
Right.
And then we're talking about the dangerous jobs that men take on. And it could be argued that sometimes they take them on because the men are chivalrous and they are looking to protect the women. And first of all, I don't call that oppressive. Second of all, a lot of these jobs that they take on end in death for men. So we really can't say that patriarchy is oppressive. But, you know, the feminists will cry about anything.
Yeah, that's an excellent
point. And so as a grounded, real woman, as opposed to a feminist, I'm telling everybody that this does not exist. These are manufactured claims.
Well, you're throwing water into the face. You're throwing water. You're throwing water into the face of women who believe that there is gender equality at every level and all the time, that they're all one and the same.
Oh, right. And you should have five people who are working on the police force and five people who are working on the police force who are female. So we have equal numbers on everything. How is that possible in the world?
It's not.
Exactly.
In the U.S. is a survey. In the U.S. is a survey that said 76% of married mothers would prefer to work or either part-time or not at all. In the European Union, and here's the difference, in the European Union, 28% of employed women work part-time anyway, so they figure that they've got to be out there doing their part and being equal to the men. We used to have, and that's what's destroyed our nation, when it got to the point where both parents had to work and there's no one, you're back to latchkey children.
Yes, and you know, you remember that term. I haven't seen that term recently, but you're exactly right. So kids are raising themselves, and the thought is that they're going to be using computers and iPads and their all their technical devices as babysitters.
Yeah.
And yet nothing can substitute a real human mother or father being there with their children.
That's the point that I think has been lost. Just a child needs a bearing, a gravity, and a parent that can bring all that to them. And we're not talking about, you know, hovering over them like the helicopter moms or things of that nature. We're talking about being there when they're needed and helping them work their way through life. And every child hits puberty and things go upside down for them.
Oh, yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm living that right now with triplet nieces who are 15.
Going on 40.
And they're having, oh, my God. Well, their mother is going to be put out to pasture soon because she's losing her brain.
Well, that's the other part of parenting. I mean, you can't, and you have to make it clear to your kids, I'm not your friend. I want to be your friend, and I love you, but we're not going to be best buddies probably because you're not going to get to do everything you want to do.
Oh, that is the biggest problem today in parenting. Parents think that they want to be friends with rather than friendly towards.
Right.
And let's get back to basics. All children need boundaries. And the funny thing, because I used to teach adolescent psychology, and the funniest thing about this is that when you tell a child no, the child interprets that as love.
Yeah.
And sometimes you are saying no because the kid doesn't want to say no to his or her friends. Well, and this is an easy out for them. Oh, my parents won't let me.
It is true. I mean, so exactly. And I know one of my daughters use that often, that I cannot go out because my dad would kill me if he knew I was there. And I'm glad to hit them like that. The other part of of that, and we're talking about, of course, how women have slipped out of the hands of the left because they would basically want them to be malleable and just go along to get along and not have anything distract you from becoming a liberal, Marxist, communist.
Good luck. I did a book signing last night for Real Men Don't Go Woke. And it was at a women's med spa in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, I should have been there.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And the women all want to be good parents. They may have careers of their own, but they're always looking to better themselves.
Good.
And what better role model is a parent who is looking to better herself?
I raised two daughters, and I wanted them to, you know, eventually have a relationship with someone that would be loving and caring, but I never wanted them to be a point where they would have to depend upon the man.
Yeah.
And right. That's the issue, that's too. That's right. How many do you, and that audience you had in Scottsdale last night for Real yes. Men Don't Go Woke, what would you do the division as to male, female? There are only two genders.
Well,
it was
yeah. Listen, Larry, I'm with you 100%. Well, it's not the 74 that I report in Real Men Don't Go Woke.
Yeah.
but the group was the book signing was advertised for women.
Right.
So we had about three or four men in attendance. But the majority of the women, the majority of the crowd was women.
Well, I'm glad the message got out.
They were in tears when I talked about the male suicide rate.
Mm.
They had sons, many
yes.
of them.
Right.
And they just couldn't believe it. And the last time, this was an encore performance for me. And the last time I was at this particular spa for Real Men Don't Go Woke again, and I was talking about the suicide rate going down to young boys as young as 10. And then we all disappeared and we all, you know, went home. And then the next day, one of the women reported that her best friend's 13-year-old son had committed suicide while we were talking about this very
yeah.
topic.
Dr. Gilda Carl, I appreciate you joining us again. Real Men Don't Go Woke. I'd like to book you for a future time.
Anytime, Larry. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coming up, a flashback to when President Reagan signed what many said would be the last immigration amnesty ever, ever. Well, that was before Joe Biden opened our borders. And how do you solve the current issue? Maybe grab a cigar and a whiskey. I'm serious. Get some serious talk done with a cigar and a whiskey. And a couple of friends and I did just that last night. Did we solve the immigration issue? That's still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com. Or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey,
say if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Must be the whiskey.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This bill, the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986 that I'll sign in a few minutes, is the most comprehensive reform of our immigration laws since 1952. It's the product of one of the longest and most difficult legislative undertakings in the last three Congresses. Further, it's an excellent example of a truly successful bipartisan effort. The administration and the allies of immigration reform on both sides of the Capitol and both sides of the aisle work together to accomplish these critically important reforms to control illegal immigration. Our objective is only to establish a reasonable, fair, orderly, and secure system of immigration into this country and not to discriminate in any way against particular nations or people.
Ronald Reagan, 1986. And Obama has said it. Bill Clinton has said it. Even Hillary Clinton said it. We are a nation of immigrants, but we also have a nation of laws. And there's a right way and a wrong way to enter the country. When he signed that bill in 1986, as you heard him point out, that was our first major reform since 1952, 54, something like that. 30 plus years. Look where we are now since that amnesty issue by Reagan at that point. We're well past that 30-year mark. And our situation with illegals got blown up when Joe Biden opened the border. Now, a new survey, a most recent survey from a Harvard-Harris poll, shows that Trump still gets strong support behind his policy of deporting illegals who have committed crimes. Key phrase there, who committed crimes. 80% approve. You break that down, 88% of Republicans are in that, and 80% of independents, 72% of Democrats support it. I support it, those who committed crimes. But those who came into this country, illegal as they were, but they were told the border is open, you have your family, you're down in the triangle, Nicaragua, gangs everywhere, you want to get your family to a better place, you want to earn money for your family, you want a safer place. Every parent would want to, if you had a chance to come across the border then, you were going to use it. And of course now rounding them up, sending them back, we have an issue. How do we resolve it? Because if they've been here for many years and they haven't done anything, more importantly, what are they contributing to the economy and what will we lose? We hear that from the left all the time. Who's going to do this? Who do they? They want to go back to the point. These people are only good when it comes to basically making beds or something like that. Well, we know better than that. We know that's not true. What we do know is that we need to recalculate. So last night, I'll give you an example. On the rooftop, you know how you solve national world problems? I'm going to tell you right here. It happened last night. Well, if we put it in effect. But last night on the rooftop of the Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville, yes, they are a sponsor. I don't try to slide that by you. But that's where we met Chris Shreves, creator of that in the public schoolhouse in Cottleville. And we met with Tom Shaw Jr., Shaw Dog, yeah, he was there. And yes, he's also a sponsor. We're smoking cigars, sharing some drinks, watching the sunset, beautiful sunset from the rooftop. And the immigration crisis came up in the smoke. What do we do about it? Because there are a lot of illegals in our country, came in illegally, but they have done nothing wrong. They got here and they went to work, found a job. They may have taken a job from an American who's already here because they're willing to work cheaper. We have to still deal with that issue. But we have a lot of Americans that just won't work. We know that because they've been on the government teat for decades, if not generations. They don't know what they need to work, or the only work they need to do is aim a gun at you and say, whatever you have, I'll take. And yes, there are some bad hombres in the illegals that came here. We vaporized some trying to leave Venezuela, bringing cocaine and drugs and more crime to our nation. What we were talking about, though, last night is when you have a family and you're in a bad situation, you want to improve it, you're going to take every opportunity. Even if it makes a trek of 100, 200, 1,000 miles, if you can get your family there and get through then, get inside. And now Trump's trying to round everybody up, and some are living in fear, and I understand. We've got to have a defining line here. If they've been in country for a certain period of time and they have no felony, I'm not talking about a speeding ticket. I'm talking about a major crime issue against them. And they're not doing drugs or anything. I think those need to be identified and say, we're not going to go after you right now, but if you step across the line and create violence, we will be on your tail immediately and you will be out of it, and your family. Because there are a lot of these families, and that includes their kids. Some kids brought across the border, they didn't have any choice. They were brought here by their parents. The so-called dreamers, as Obama referred to. Do you really have it in your heart to punish people if they're trying to make their lives better, as long as they're not hurting others? If they're actually going to come to our country, as they did in the old days through Ellis Island, come to make a better life and blend in and become part of our culture and adding their culture to it, to assimilate, not to destroy. Do you have it in your heart that those people are just bad? If you do, I'm gonna have to have you say, check yourself. There are a lot of them that are not. They took advantage of an opportunity that Joe Biden made. That's Joe Biden's mistake, and we're all paying for it. They took advantage of it, and yes, it's still illegal, but they took advantage of it. Wouldn't you, if you had the opportunity? I mean, you want to obey laws, right? But you also realize, if I can get by and I don't harm anyone, you know. I saw a clip of video the other day. Trooper had stopped a truck driver. The truck driver, grizzled guy, sitting up in his truck, looking down at the trooper, bringing out his license to show him. And the trooper says, sir, didn't you see the red light? He said, yeah, I saw it. He said, well, then why did you run it? I didn't see you. Perfect. If I'd seen you, I wouldn't have run the red light. These people, if the border had never been open like it is, they would not be here. They would be on that list of trying to come into our country legally, maybe. And every year we import 1 million migrants. But if they're here and they're doing a job, and this is where this really comes down to, if they're here and they're not causing crime, they're contributing, they're working at a plant, then maybe the plant or whoever is hiring them, they need to come forward and identify, look, I've got 20 illegals here that came through the Biden thing. I will sponsor them so they can stay here and do the job and keep my business going. Now, there will be some Americans say, well, I want that job. Well, it was there before they got here. You weren't looking for it then. And a lot of jobs are going to be changed with AI coming in. Not going to destroy a lot of jobs, but there will have to be some re-education, retooling at different levels. But some things are still going to be manual. It's not like you had to harvest your hay by workers going to the field anymore. Now you got combines and everything else that you can have. So that was just like AI at that point. It took a lot of jobs. And it took it from a lot of the poorer community because they were the ones doing the job. A lot of these people come in here, they can contribute to our society if we give them the opportunity. And I want them identified as being here, quote, as illegal coming in. But as long as they're staying inside the law and then maybe set up a system where they have to make payments of a certain amount to their state or the federal government, there are a lot of things to work through. But bottom line is, are you going to persecute and prosecute families, husbands, parents just trying to find a better life for their kids and punish a family? And they're doing nothing to you. Now, if they're flooding our schools and sucking up all the welfare, well, they're not going to get any welfare benefits. They're not going to get that. Education is one thing they will get. And yes, if they need medical care, we want to make sure of that. This is not becoming a Marxist-communist approach. It's a humane approach. And it's good for the businesses where they are being used and employed. If you're an American, you've been here all these years, and they took a job away from you, well, then I will side with you, too, that that shouldn't happen. But from everything that's been documented and presented, a lot of Americans weren't doing the job and wanting it anyway, or they would have already had it. And you can't have the employers undercutting American wages to hire the illegals. But they do have to be responsible for them here and identify them and basically become their sponsor at that point. And there does have to be a payment system that would help pay for taxes and eventually get them to a point where they are contributing to their own welfare and health by their job and maybe moving closer to some way down the road, a chance to actually work for Social Security benefits. A few whiskeys and a few cigars can't solve everything, but it is worth considering that if we quit shouting at each other and sit down and discuss it, there are a lot of things we could do. Do you think Reagan really wanted to go down as the president, signing off on that? It was a very contentious thing at that time. And with his act of 1986, 3 million Americans, 3 million illegals, suddenly were no longer considered illegal. 3 million. If we only had 3 million to deal with now, that wouldn't be bad. But we've got 14, 15, 18 million because Joe Biden opened the border. Thank you, Joe Biden. And it wasn't just people coming here to be part of our nation. They're coming here to rape, torture, kill, steal, and destroy our nation. We haven't gotten to the terrorists that came in during that wave. We need compassion. We need humanity. But we still have to have law and order. Can we not find a balance? The left is always looking for a way to attack Trump. And, of course, the legacy media often willingly carries the water. The Stephen Colbert Show, I've never seen it, never will, and it's scheduled to go off the air soon anyway, being canceled. But he wants to go out with some fiery rhetoric, his rhetoric when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Yesterday, Trump also posted, Chicago is the worst and most dangerous city in the world by far. Worst and most dangerous? Two words. F*** you.
They loved it. Just like the other day when he said, well, there's a report that he's been missing. He might be dead. And they all yelled. I said, yeah, but the fact is he's still alive. And they booed. That is a hate that is so deep. It's now part of their DNA. I mentioned earlier about some new surveys out on Trump. There's a JAL Partners poll that shows Trump's currently has a 55% approval rating. 55%. The co-founder of this survey and published in the Daily Mail, this is the highest approved figure we have ever shown for Donald Trump. He added that the poll of these voters who was conducted from August 21st through September 1 has a 3.3% margin of error. When you're at 55%, that's not even close. He added, it might seem surprising, but this news cycle has been ace for the president in recent days. His crime surge in D.C. is backed by the public, and economic news has been positive. And again, he got the highest approval rating numbers on immigration and how he's dealing with it. In our next hour, because we never stop teaching, as I said, you're going to get news, opinion, analysis, and education. We're going to continue the education part as well, looking at where we are in this nation. And those who are still trying to tear us apart by pushing lies, we're going to call them out. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.